Hare Krishna.
So Sri Krishna addresses this topic, whether anything in this world, how to judge it is good or bad. New things are coming in the market and children are not sleeping in the night. They are simply WhatsApp and simply messages and this and that. But that's all misuse. Right? A good thing comes, a camera comes. A camera is good or bad? It's neither good nor bad. If you take girls' pictures and all sexy pictures and nonsense pictures and it's spread everywhere in the world by that, it's very bad. But suppose the camera is used to take Krishna's deity pictures. This is a photograph. You see how wonderful this photograph is? This camera is costing 2.5 lakh rupees. And each film is 25 MB. It can be blown to the whole wall also. Such big. Or I can take a picture of a sexy girl and take a blown up photograph and keep it in the some function. So camera is not good or bad. Camera is how you use it, it becomes good or bad. Similarly, internet is good or bad. You are saying internet is very bad. Everything nonsense is there in that. But internet also is utilized for giving the message of the Lord. Today the most powerful medium of preaching bhakti is internet. So before that, Radhana Swami was saying, I don't want to go on internet. I don't want to have any site on my name. I don't want to have fame. But now he's only saying, open websites, open websites. So there are 60 or 70 websites only of Radhana Swami. If you click Radhana Swami, if you go to Google and just click Radhana Swami, two different words, you will get 60, 70 websites. One is only of his quotes, whatever he has spoken, good quotes are there, all collections. One is only of his video lectures, one is only of his audio lectures, one is only of his tour, one is only of his books. One is his variety of lectures given in different places. One are his articles, his views, one is question answers. One of these Radhana Swami online, you can ask question and he'll answer. So you have so much variety. And there are, one doctor is there in the hospital, his name is Dr. Sunil Jai Singh. There is one service that we do for Radhana Swami, that we click on his websites. When you click on his websites, the websites go up in the ranking. And whoever will click Radhana Swami tomorrow, he will get good ranking in the website. Suppose I open my website, say www.drshanbagh.com. Suppose I open a website. Suppose all of you keep on every day seeing it, what's there new in that. Then my website will go up. As soon as you click doctor, first thing my website will come up. And then as my website will become famous, that much, that's called hits. Those many hits are there on the website, that much I'll become famous, so my site will become famous. And whatever is there in the site, that will spread all over the world. So now if I use that for some nonsense thing, then it is one thing. But if I use that to preach the message of God sitting here, I'm not traveling anywhere. I'm just posting new things on my website and people are watching all over the world. And whenever you type, suppose I upload religion and science, and one article I post there, suppose. Then whenever you want to search anything on internet, religion and science, then my website also will come in that immediately as a link. Because you are searching for something on religions and science, some matter for you want. So as soon as you type that in search, Google engine telling you up, so immediately many will come and also mine will come.
This is also
option. And you can choose, okay, I want to see Dr. Shanbhag, what he is saying. And you can study. Abhi, how I prepare my lectures? Suppose abhi Hanuman Jayanti is coming or Ram Navami is coming. I study books also, Ramayana, I study. But for more information, I will write Ram Navami. And many websites will come. So many websites will come. History, Vedic perspective, there are so many beautiful websites are there. And so much information is there on that. All historical information is there. Suppose you write Akshay Tritiya. Then all the information of Akshay Tritiya will come in that immediately. Now this is good, no? Now Ram Navami, then Hanuman Jayanti. Now Hanuman Jayanti is not only thing that day. That day I told, no? There are 6-7 important festivals are there on that day. Gudi Padwa, for example. Everything will come in that. What is the meaning of gudi? What is the kalash meaning of gudi? What is the cloth meaning of that? What is the ornament? What is the fruit? What is the dry fruit? Every single thing. What is the sticka meaning? What is the coconut meaning? What is the patka meaning? Everything is there in internet. So there is a bad side and a good side. And bad side is all, if you want to, all nonsense items are there in that, sex, drugs, everything, everything also is there in that. So it's up to you how to utilize that. But one should not get addicted to that. Within my time pass, some photographs, you know, mera aisa photograph, mera aisa photograph, because facilities there, I keep taking my photographs and keep sending to you, and you keep commenting on that. Then you keep sending your photographs and I keep commenting on that. And that's how the children are wasting their time. But I feel that with WhatsApp is such a useful medium of communicating thoughts, communicating new concepts or some new ideas. For example, in our WhatsApp groups, what messages we get, which items are non-vegetarians, what are the items derived from cows and calf intestines, which are available in your so-called vegetarian items, all detailed information comes in that. So because of that, we were eating biscuits before, now we have stopped eating biscuits. That information is coming in internet. Otherwise, how will you get information? In newspaper also, we don't read everything in newspaper. We just read some things and we just leave it. And either newspapers are giving such kind of healthy information to you, but there are a lot of political powers are there. No? They don't want to publish everything. Otherwise, who will buy their biscuits? If I publicize that there is petroleum in all cold drinks, then you stop drinking, no? So they will not tell that to you. But there is petroleum in the cold drinks. Not black drinks only. All orange, whatever drinks you drink, there is a permissible petroleum products available in that. Because the water that they use is all underground water. Underground may all the insecticides which are there in the crop all goes in the water. They all go in the wells, and well waters when they are procured, there is a minimum level of petroleum products in the cold drinks. So I was talking about Yukta Vairagya. So Sri Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that everything in the world is made by with a purpose. Like I have given you eyes. So with these eyes I can only keep watching women or some nonsense movies. But with these eyes I only watch Sri Krishna and the Lord and the Lord's photographs and the Lord's videos and Lord's articles and everything. I use my eyes only to see the Lord and the things connected with the Lord. The Lord has given me ears. Now I can constantly keep on putting the earplugs and constantly keep on hearing nonsense music, for example. Or nonsense songs with nonsense meanings. Or I can constantly keep hearing lectures. There are so many youngsters I know through these mobiles and through this media, they are constantly hearing lectures of Radhana Swami and some sannyasis. Youngsters, I know. And they have become so knowledged, for example, that our Prashant Danaiti is working in the hospital in Shiro care. His son, he is just now 25. From last 19 years of age, for 6 years, he has, his whole mobile is filled with constant hundreds of classes. And he keeps on changing them. And whenever he is traveling for his work, lecturing in his CA, he constantly keeps hearing. Now he has become one of the lead preachers in Borivali area. And he has developed a program called NSS, Naam Seva Sandhya. That means once in a month, he brings all youngsters together and for 6 hours they sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now where you see youngsters like this? They all want to go disco dance and go with girlfriends and these, that nonsense activity. Take drugs and do all, try everything. And girls are trying to do the same thing. And in that middle of all this thing, this man is bringing 25-30 youngsters who are all 20s. And they immediately when that is recorded, they circulate among all their friends. Immediately video clips and everything immediately comes. So there is a good side of everything, there is a bad side of everything. So how you want to utilize this, for example, this boardroom is so nice, it's so good color, AC and tube lights and variety of lights and boardroom is there, projector is available. And this room can be used for having kitty parties and drink parties and everything can be used. Very beautiful arrangement. Pantry is there behind, you can put glass and put ice and whiskey, vodka can be served here. Or this room can be constantly used to preach the message of God to managers, to nurses, to housekeeping people, to outside conferences and clinical chaplaincy in spiritual care and spiritual care in nursing and induction program and orientation. There are so many varieties of methods of giving the message of God to people in their professional setups. So this auditorium is not bad. This is very good. So Krishna says, don't use anything for your own enjoyment. Use everything in my service. That is called as Yukta Vairagya. One thing is, oh, I don't touch electronic things. I don't use it at all. Or if I give you 100 rupees, no, no, I'm a sadhu. I don't touch money. Or you can say, you're giving 100, give me 1000 rupees more. Because I'm using everything in service to Krishna. I'm not using it for myself. So one side is you're saying, no, no, I don't want anything. That is Vairagya. What is Yukta Vairagya? Yeah, I take everything, but not for myself. I take everything for service to Krishna. That is called Yukta Vairagya. So this concept of Yukta Vairagya, we have to understand that nothing is bad or good. And nowhere we should get attached and hooked. We should use it for service to Krishna. Then that thing will not bother you. If anything you have in house, you have a car, you have a recorder, you have a computer, or you have a camera, or you have some other gadgets, Bluetooth gadgets, this gadget, that gadget, so many sound systems or television, you have so many other gadgets at home, washing machine is there. All these things, if you use it so that you can become God conscious in a better way. For example, oh, if I don't bring washing machine, then so many hours will go in washing clothes. Washing machine comes, then I can do it in half an hour, or sometimes I can put and go also. It will automatically clean and dry and keep it ready, my bhai will come and dry it up. So if it helps you to save time, and that saved time you want to use in service to Krishna, then it is good. Yes, if I want to take my baby, for example, to temple, and I was taking her by train before, I would take her by rickshaw to Mirror station, carry her, then wife will go in ladies with her, I will go in gents. And then one day I saw so much crowd and she's just struggling to get inside the train with baby, so difficult. So I thought I have a car. So now my baby sits in the car in my house and gets down in temple straight. So convenient, no? But we don't use the car to go for movies, to go for resorts and to have enjoyments and hoteling and restaurant. We don't go like that. The car is only used to go to temple or to go to some satsang programs and something like that. If it gives me convenience and helps me to become God conscious, the car is in service to God. Or car is used to, when koi guest aate hain, so then they take my car to pick them up from airport and drop them back to airport, or traveling for some sannyasi, some guru comes, some devotee comes to help them out, is used. So your house also, your home, your grihastha life, your family life also, can be utilized in serving the Lord, or can be utilized for your own selfish enjoyments. You know, your house, a two-bedroom house, nicely painted. You always have every Saturday liquor party there. All weekends, some friends come and they drink and they get boozed up completely, and then they go back late night, and all the lighting is done so that you can drink and have a intoxicated evening. Or the same beautiful lighting and everything. Every weekend, devotees come and do kirtan, and there is a pravachan, and there is prasad. Everybody serves Lord, we decorate the house, offer beautiful flowers to the Lord and put fragrance flowers. Everybody comes, they are given flowers and you sit down, and nice equipments are there. 40,000 rupees harmonium is there and 25,000 rupees violin is there, and everybody plays beautifully and sing the holy name of the Lord. So everything is so nice. So that's why Pandavas, na, they were, this example is given. Pandavas became kings of the whole world. What to speak of become an MP or an MLA? They became Chakravarti Samrats. They became kings of the whole world actually. So it was very good because they used all their power and influence and wealth to serve the Lord. And what was the proof that they were not attached to all that wealth? As soon as Krishna left, they left everything and went behind Krishna. That is the proof that they were not attached to all these things. After Krishna left also, they didn't continue enjoying their wealth and power and position. That was the proof. So whether I am attached to my computer and my mobile or not. The proof is when it is lost, how I feel about it. That will prove whether I am attached or not. But at the same time, one point what you made is was correct. The simpler we are in our life, the better it is. Which is, if you have art to utilize all these things in the best possible manner, then it is fine. But if you don't know it and you somehow get absorbed in it, like if you give a young man today, young son, a posh mobile in the hand, then he will just waste whole day watching all those things, nonsense thing, cricket match, this, that, all news spreading. So many young boys are brought to me for counseling these days. Mother and father ki ek hi ladka hai, sab kuch diya hai usko, lekin 3 baje ke liye sota hi nahi raat ko, kyunki 3 baje tak to khali wahi karte rehta hai. And then once the habit gets up, then you can't sleep at 12-11 o'clock in the night. Then you are awake. So when you are awake, what do? You take out your mobile and start playing with it. And then again 2-3 hours go, and then finally you go to sleep. So they are coming to how to put this boy to sleep, because he is always up till 3:30 in the morning. I say, you are very tired, but you take out a movie, Shole. Then 3 hours you are watching the movie till 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you supposed to be tired, very tired? But 3 o'clock in the morning watching a movie, and then health is not good and everything is spoiled like that. So everything is valuable. As long as Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is attached to it and is used in His service, that is very good. Isliye, we also have those things. Beautiful thoughts come, so we just like copy paste and save it. So then I use it in some of my lectures. Some good paragraph comes, some good quotation comes from some scripture which I have not read, but it just comes. हाँ, अभी हमारे एक प्रभु जी हैं, बलदेव प्रभु. ही इज़ फ्रॉम मिरारोड ओनली, ही वॉज हियर बिफोर, ही हैज़ बिकम ब्रह्मचारी. यू नो वॉट ही डज एवरी डे? एवरी डे इज अ भागवतम क्लास. टुडे भागवतम क्लास आई गिव इन टेम्पल. सो हुएवर गिव्स एवरी सिंगल डे वाइल लेक्चर इज गोइंग ऑन, ही स्टार्ट मेकिंग नोट्स इन हिज मोबाइल. हाँ, जिस मैं अभी बोल रहा हूँ, सम ऑफ यू आर राइटिंग डाउन वॉट एवर आई स्पोक, ऑल थिंग्स. At the end of it, because already it is on computer or mobile, he just sends a WhatsApp to so many friends in the world. So those who are not able to attend Bhagavatam class today, they all are getting excerpts. Even today's my class ka excerpts in 10 minutes of my class, it's already there. Not in details, like, but in short. So every day there are people who are hearing Bhagavatam class. This is Dr. Nikita Verma hai, or people hai. Every day, wherever they are in the world, at the timing of India, where Bhagavatam class goes, it must be in the evening for them in America. While we are in the morning giving Bhagavatam class, they are in the yesterday evening, but we are speaking today morning. But while it is live going on, they are live watching there in America, in Canada. They are watching it live. So the technology is very useful, provided you use it for right purposes. Otherwise, some rave party is going on in Pune in some Lonavala resort, and the rave party also can be live seen by somebody who is, you know, broadcasting it to internet. Yesterday, I had 1 hour Skype talk with my UK team of spiritual care. They called me up at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12:30. We spoke, we saw each other, and the next week, what they are going to do is, they are going to call some UK doctors and nurses in the temple of central London, and they are going to connect to Skype, and through Skype I am going to give them lecture next week. One way I said, okay, I'll record my video lecture and I'll post it in the internet, you can download and show them. I said, why to record? You put me on Skype and I will speak to them on Skype straight. They will put the laptop open karke table pe rakhenge, and audience will be sitting over here, and they will see me on the screen, and they will put speakers here, and live I will see them and I can speak to them live. So next weekend is my plan to tell them about the concept of spiritual care in hospitals and how to provide generic spiritual care in England hospitals. when I'm going to speak to them. Otherwise, that phone call only one person can hear. But Skype call many people can hear. And there is one person who is a Andhra Pradesh devotee. He is a brahmachari. And he is now staying in West Virginia. So from West Virginia, every single day, he gives a lecture on Skype. And people from all over the world, about 25 number, are every day logged on. And they see him and he sees them and he gives a lecture to them. Every single day, without fail. That means I don't have to travel also. If I use the net properly, I can sit here and give lecture one hour in America, one hour in England, one hour in New Jersey, wherever I want, I can gather people. They have to just be registered, speak. So why, how this is utilized? All technology ultimately is used to serve the Lord. When I went to Saudi Arabia, na, in Saudi Arabia, you can't take any books with you, you can't take Bhagavad Gita, you can't take any photographs with you, you can't carry any religious marks with you. Everything has to be covered. And if any letters come to you when you are working there, letters are first scrutinized. If you get a marriage card, for example, and Indian marriage cards having Ganpati, na, always there is small or big or whatever. And they know the Hindu may koi elephant god is there. So they immediately throw that in dustbin. They don't deliver it to you. But now, through internet, nobody carries anything there now. When they go there, they download everything from internet and they print out and keep it in the house. Whatever you want Bhagavad Gita, you want Bhagavatam, you want Chaitanya Charitamrita, you want Puranas, you want Upanishads, what do you want? Every single thing is there. Live lectures you can watch sitting in Saudi Arabia. What's happening in India in Radha Gopinath temple, in Bhagavatam class and the flower festival and the holy festival. Whatever you want to watch, you can sit and watch live. There's no need of bringing anything over there. So internet, again. But also a lot of misuse is there. A lot of youngsters have spoiled completely due to the misuse. So today we are talking about Yukta Vairagya. How to utilize everything given by God in service to God. And not getting attached to it for own enjoyment. So anybody would give money to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, give. When are you giving next installment to me? He would ask. And there were some sadhus in India, they say, we don't touch money. Don't keep it here. Take it over there. So Prabhupada said, I am such a kind of sadhu. If you give me 1,000, I will take that 1,000 and ask you when next 1,000 is coming. Because I am convinced that I am not going to use any rupee for myself. I am going to use it to serve Krishna. That is Yukta Vairagya. So any of you have any questions apart from this? The whole this topic began because I sent links today to some of my friends of all my video lectures. You received one of the links, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, some group is there. So I thought that so many years I spoke so many things and I was lying at home. But now they are available on internet and you can see whenever you want. Want to go to Nasik, so you can see Nasik lectures or video. You want to go to Vrindavan, you can see Vrindavan lectures. You want to see age old lecture in Barsana I camp given in Anjanok village, in the fog, you can go there and see. Everybody's covered and you can't, half things you can't see, but still sound you can hear. What I'm talking about, the Leela of Anjanok village. Yeah? I also get thrilled when I see. But what is the use of keeping all the recording in the house in the hard disk? It's no use. Simply no use. And it's very enchanting for me also when I hear my old lecture. I also prepare my new lecture, sometimes with my old lecture. Just revising all that. And it's a good entertainment also. So it's like this. Anybody has any question?
So, on
yes.
You have sent the message.
Link I have sent. She opened and also saw all about 1,000 GB material is there in that. Last year. Yeah. Last year at the same time Hanuman Jayanti, I had given some lectures. Because you know, ekdam clear. Hanuman Jayanti ke din pe there are about 5-6 things happened. So in one lecture in temple, I couldn't speak everything about it. So then Dr. Bishisha called me in his studio, in his house, and for 6 or 7 hours, each occasion I spoke 25 minutes. And that too I spoke same class in Hindi and same class in English. And one topic was covered, then second topic, then third topic, then fourth topic, fifth topic, like that. And some things I spoke that day in the lecture, but there also only 30% I could speak. So there's so much to hear, no, and learn and read, and a lot of happiness is there in that. I've sent already. Sent.
Prabhuji.
Huh.
You said everything is made for some purpose. Some example of metals, people are saying wine also made. So
no.
How can we?
Some things are, man has produced those things from what God has given to you. I mean, God has given to you light, for example. God has given to you sound. And then you have created some nonsense song with the music that is available to you. That is your production. It's not God's production. God has given to you everything with the purpose, and that purpose also is very, very clear. The purpose is to serve Him, to engage that thing, to help you to serve Him. And wine man has created. God never created. Man has given you brain, and the brain they utilized to create wine. Man gave you, God gave you atom, and man created atom bomb out of that. Now the same atom, atomic energy, can be used for electricity, can be used for so many other purposes. You know, light, sound, it can be utilized. But man made atom bomb out of that, so that he can destroy some country or some people en masse. It's like that. I mean, God created your brain. And man created aeroplane. Now some countries are using aeroplane to transfer liquor and drugs and some weapons and some bioweapons and these and that they're utilizing. And some people are using the aeroplane to transport from one place to another to serve the Lord. You know, in the olden days, it will be very interesting to know that anybody who is supposed to be a sadhu, if he travels out of country, then he will be considered to be fallen. Padachyut, whether he has lost his position of a sadhu. If he crosses one ocean, then he has lost his position. Even today also, in Udupi temple, the Madhva Sampradaya, sannyasis, if they travel abroad, they are outcast. They can't enter temple again. They cannot serve the deities. They lose the rights of serving the deities. And Srila Prabhupada went all the way to America and travelled the world 14 times and made 108 centers in so many countries in the world. Now can a person after 70 years of age in next 12 years travel around the world 14 times and make 108 temples by travelling on a foot? You can do that? So he has used airplane. He has used airplane extensively. So he could go country to country 14 times in the age of only 12 years, from 70 years to 81 years. 12 years he travelled all over the world and preached. And in 12 years, his books were translated into 55 languages. And before, people used to write books. If you want to write one book, by hand you have to write. If you want to have a copy, you have to again write it in another book. And that will be given to you as a copy. And that will take months together. And they would write on leaves. Now today you give that manuscript in printing, shaam tak book chhap ke aa jayega aapka. To Kashi Mela mein bhi dukaan hai. Aap material leke jao, shaam ko aapko 10-15 copy kitab ready ho jayega. But if I tell you that by evening you give me handwritten, it will take 8 days for you to write handwritten 8 hours a day. So if I have to give 10 copies to you, I can't tell you to wait for 80 days. Because each copy will take 8 days. Then after 80 days, you will get, all of you get 10 copies. But here I go to Godown and immediately give 10 copies to you. Why? Because printing technology has come. But I can't go to America, but I want to still talk about Bhagavad Gita. So I sit here and talk on the Skype. And people in America can hear. Regularly, from here I can cultivate them and help them to become devotees. So, Madhvacharyas, some Acharyas, they broke this rule and they went to America and started preaching. So, the Madhvacharya temple, they outcasted them. They said, okay, theek hai. We will talk about Udupi Krishna in America and make them Krishna conscious. Usko kehte yukta vairagya. The wine hai. अभी भगवान ने आपको भूमि दिया, क्यों दिया? ताकि आप अच्छी तरह से सब्जी फल ग्रेन्स जो आपको चाहिए उसको उगाओ, अच्छी तरह से खाओ पेट भर के. तो सो मच लैंड इन द वर्ल्ड टुडे इज यूज्ड फॉर अफीम, गांजा, चरस, सो मेनी थिंग्स आर देयर, दे आर यूजिंग टू कल्टीवेट दैट. अफगानिस्तान में तो फुल लैंड मोस्टली इज यूटिलाइज ओनली फॉर अफीम ओनली. अफीम का अड्डा है पूरा अभी अफगानिस्तान, पाकिस्तान ऑल्सो and Africa also, so many countries are there whose economy is running only on producing all these intoxicants, you know, drugs, and they are sending all over the world by flight, by jute ke andar se, soul ke andar se pura drugs bechte rehte hain. So God didn't tell you that you use my land for creating drugs. I always tell in the lecture of induction that if man decides to only grow grains and vegetables, then the available land on earth can feed 30 times more population than what is there in the world now. Today the population is 650 crores and half of them are starving today's. But the earth can feed 19,500 crores of people today if all land in the world is used to only produce grains. But it is not true. Most of the land is utilized in creating drugs, and one more thing is there. There is most of the land is utilized to grow animals so that they can be cut and their flesh can be eaten. So lots of land is only grass is grown in that. And all the animals to be cut, they are grazing on that. And they become Hashtapushta, and then they are standing for slaughterhouse, then they are cut and their flesh is sold. So it is said, suppose if you have 1 acre land, it can feed 16 families. But if you grow only grass on that, 16 animals can become strong and you can eat meat of that. So anyway, without going much detailed in the statistics, a unit of land can produce 16 times more vegetarian food than non-veg food that is produced from land. What is non-veg food? Matlab, the animal eats something from the ground and you eat the animal. If you call it a one unit of food, 16 times more food can be created if that land is utilized for only vegetarian food. In the olden days, there is something called as Gairan used to be there. You know Gairan? Gairan means under the mountain bottom, free land is there. Nobody's land, it's government land. And the cows are grazing there, everybody's goats are grazing, buffaloes are grazing, everybody's grazing there nicely. But overpopulation of animals is there because they are growing animals more and more so they can cut and sell them and make money. That is meat industry. It's all politically empowered links. Tabhi land, Bhagwan Raya aapko sikhaya tha, ki yo charas bana uske andar. Lord never taught you. There is no Upanishad, Charas Upanishad. How to grow Charas, and there is Ganja Upanishad. Lord sent with you. Along with Bhagavad Gita also he sent some Upanishads like that. So you can do all this whatever is there. It's not told by Lord. Yeh jo dimag diya na, uska galat istamal insaan ne kiya hai. Aisa hai. Biological weapons. They have created such gases that if the gas is sent here, all of us will be dead in 5 minutes. They have created cyanide. So if you just touch cyanide on the tip of the tongue, you will die in 2 minutes. But there is no scripture, that Vedic scripture which tells you how to create cyanide, how to create this, and how to create biogas, biological weapons. Nobody told that. It's all man misutilization. So wine is man's production. It's not God's production. Misused brain leading to creating destructive elements. That is man's misutilization. Anybody has any questions? Anybody else more? No questions. Hare Krishna. Today is Good Friday. Good Friday is a very auspicious day. I spoke a little in the morning. Today is a day where all of you should meditate about the sacrifice and compassion of Jesus Christ. One point definite I'll talk in 5 minutes, that everybody prays, you know, mother ke liye, father ke liye, relatives for wife, children and grandchildren, everybody prays. But you will pray as long as you are respected. Right? Suppose you are praying for me and one day I hurt you, immediately you stop praying for me. Because now that I have hurt you and you feel, hey, why should I pray for him? I am praying for him and he is hurting me. Why should I pray for him? Stop praying immediately. Because prayer comes from heart. Huh? If the heart is in pain, then how can prayer will come for you? But Jesus is such an example that he prayed for people who were killing him. On the cross, they were nailing him. And what did he say? Oh my Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. See, kitna prem rahega unke man mein. The same people who are, he came for them. He came and taught them the science of God. He dedicated his whole life to teach them science of God, deliver them message of God. And the same people chose to kill him. And now they are killing him actually. Now physically they are nailing him on the cross. And he is dying. And while he is dying, he doesn't feel these rascals, you know, these useless people, God kill them, God punish them. You know, let's send some soldiers from your heavens and let these guys get killed. And they are killing me, who is doing good for them. And what is he doing? He is saying, Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. How much compassion must be there? To pray for somebody when you are in pain, to pray for somebody who is hurting you, to pray for somebody who is killing you, and you are actually dying. Still he is praying. That is called selfless service. That his prayers are not depending upon whether you do good to me, then only I pray for you. Whether you do some benefits for me, then I pray for you. His praying is unconditional. Whether you do good or bad, maro bhi, rakho bhi, jo ichha tumar, whatever you do, I will keep praying for you. I will keep serving you. It's very difficult to imitate him, but very inspiring example. And people still didn't believe it. He was doing prayers. It was recorded, na? So that's why, how would we come to know today that he was praying? Somebody must have heard and somebody must have told others that he was still praying, you know. He died, before dying he was praying for those people who were nailing him. So what an example. Hardly anybody can do that, but he did it. In the name of God, he did that. So the life that God gave him, he dedicated fully to serve God. To the last breath, even though he was getting hurt, he still used his breath and life to pray to the Lord for those people who are ignorant. That's why Easter Sunday Good Friday is a very powerful day actually. What a messenger of God can do. How dedicated they are. They don't budge from their mission, even for an inch, any moment of life. All the time, they are simply immersed in serving the Lord. In odd conditions, in good conditions, in favorable conditions, in most difficult conditions, in most troublesome conditions, atrocious conditions, still they are serving the Lord. That is Jesus Christ. And Prabhupada will always say that Jesus Christ is our Guru. He came down to relieve the world of their sinful burden. He took all the burden, he suffered for them and died on the cross. So he asked, you want Jesus Christ to go on the cross again? No. Then stop sinning. Stop sinning. He went on the cross because people sinned. So he had to take all the sins and suffer. So he went on the cross. So what we say, oh Jesus, you are so nice, keep on going on the cross. We will keep on doing our sins. And so you keep on taking our sins. Whenever we keep on doing it, you keep on taking it and keep on going on the cross, and we will keep on enjoying here. That is not a good human being. So Jesus Christ laid his life down for all of us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.